Hey, I'm Dr. Kira Barr, and welcome to the Skinny Dipping Prescription Podcast, where we're stripping away the mindset blocks, myths, and misinformation about tough and taboo topics that are getting in the way of you living, looking, and feeling your best. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal who happens to be a dual board certified integrative dermatologist, certified mind-body medicine practitioner, and emotional transformation coach, which means we're blending science with soul to redefine skincare as the embodiment of your lived experience through no BS conversations, straight up truths, and tangible, actionable advice that will help you strengthen connections, confidence, and amplify your resilience. Every episode, you get a prescription on how to strip it down, do the work, and experience pleasure on a whole new level. So pull up a seat, make yourself comfortable, and dare to bear all, because I promise you that getting naked has never felt this good. Welcome. Today, I wanted to dive into a topic that essentially was the driving force for writing my book, The Skin Whisperer. And it's the underpinning of what I teach my clients and students in the skinny dipping method, where we go much deeper. But I want to take the opportunity to start to unpack the many layers of the brain-body-beauty connection, otherwise known as the mind-body-skin connection. Because although I think there are many more conversations happening these days that are illuminating the importance of these connections for individual and collective healing, the significance of connection to each other, to ourselves, and with our minds and bodies cannot be emphasized enough as the foundation upon which we can rise in every part of our lives so that we aren't just surviving, not just slogging through, but are actually able to enjoy the richness of our experiences, the upsides and the downsides, with more ease and less overwhelm, more abundance and less scarcity, more acceptance and less suffering. This is a big one. More being and less doing, and more compassion and less contempt, and more clarity and confidence in our inherent worthiness, in our inherent ability to have our own backs. Because to be honest, it wasn't until my own health tanked over a decade ago that I started to wonder what really makes us uncomfortable in our skin, right? What makes us feel insecure or sick? Have you ever wondered about that? About how we really gain confidence or a sense of security and truly heal? If you haven't, I'm glad you're here so we can explore it together. Because listen, I was in medicine for 20 plus years before I did. And it's true what they say, that your mess becomes your mission. You know, when things break down, it is a gateway to your breakthrough. And I knew that if, as a physician with access and understanding of the science and the literature and the data, and I hadn't connected all the dots between my brain, my body, my skin, and my hormones, how in the hell were other folks going to navigate this journey? So that became my big why. It's the reason why with the Skin Whisperer, it's the reason I've continued to educate myself and take courses and trainings and have coaches and in therapy and all the things, right? I've done all these things. I've attained additional certifications and explored mind-body medicine, somatic and embodiment practices. And I recently officially committed to become a trauma-informed life coach and got my certification back in December. You know, it's why I created the Skinny Dipping Method and this podcast so that together I can help guide you to connect the dots in your life, to examine what is here on the surface and peel back the layers one by one, shedding those layers weighing you down that just don't serve you anymore, to expose the tender parts, the parts that may need tenderness and compassion and acceptance, to reveal all the nuances and complexities of our lived and shared experiences, and most importantly, to strip away the layer standing in the way of you showing up as the fullest and most authentic expression of you, so that you can truly be you, not the version buried under layers of stories you've told about you, of stories you've been telling about yourself that society tells you about your age, your sex, gender, race, or abilities, that shames you into hiding into plain sight, leaving you feeling depleted and exhausted, like you're hanging on by a thread and not feeling like yourself, and feeling so uncomfortable in your skin. I'll share a story of how I began to connect the dots. I was at a workshop several years ago, and I was asked about how I became a dermatologist. What was the story that led me to that decision? And mind you, I had been a dermatologist for over 10 years at this point, and I thought I knew my reasons. You know, my love of all things blended from different specialties. You could be a pediatrician and do internal medicine and treat, you know, kids, adults. There was surgery. There was pathology. That was my favorite. That's my subspecialty. Board certification is in dermatopathology. Right? It was putting all the pieces of a puzzle together. It was that clinical and pathologic correlation, seeing patterns and going beneath the surface to study our bodies on a cellular level so I could connect the dots between what was happening beneath the surface on a cellular level with what was showing up on the surface. The leader of the workshop politely thanked me for my story and then asked me for what the real story was. And I sat there kind of confused and a bit flummoxed for a few minutes. I was like, dude, I just told you my story. And then they asked me, so how did you really get here? Right? What are the pieces of your puzzle that led you to where you are? And it hit me. Oh my God, I flashed back to my 8-year-old self on the playground being taunted by my classmates who called me coffee stain face. Yeah, was not. They call me coffee stain face. What they were referring to was birthmarks on my face. Mind you, well, in that moment, I thought those kids were cruel. As my adult self, I do have to give them some props because once I became a dermatologist, I learned that those spots are indeed called cafe au lait spots. So actually they were coffee stains. But as an 8-year-old in those moments, like all I felt was shame and embarrassment and humiliation about my skin, so much shame about my appearance. And I just thought, oh, if they don't think how I look is pleasing, if I'm displeasing, then maybe as a person, like I'm not pleasing, right? Spinning that story of not being good enough, of shrinking, of trying to hide in plain sight. And I did that by getting a suntan, because if I tanned my skin, I quickly discovered that no one can really see those birthmarks. I had completely severed the connection between my body, my brain, and beauty. All I had was disdain and contempt for what the appearance of my body rather than gratitude for its function and the home it had created for me my whole life. Like all that went out the window. But my body always had my back, right? It always was offering me signs and symptoms to try and get my attention. With my skin, and from all those suntans, my skin was sending me messages by popping up with dozens and dozens of pigmented lesions that began to change over time. And when they were biopsied, they became atypical, increasingly so that ultimately I had to diagnose myself with early melanoma. And then there was pain, right? There was so much pain. I was running and I was running ultra marathons, just pushing and pushing and pushing until I tore my labrum of my hip. And then my hormonal imbalances from all the ignoring of my body and the pushing with the over-exercising and over-dieting and creating hormonal and menstrual irregularities, heavy bleeding, right? It led to the trifecta of GYN issues and ultimately a hysterectomy. So initially there were whispers that just got louder and louder until they were shouting all messages that my body had something to tell me and to teach me. But I chose to ignore so many of those messages and just kept hustling for my worth and hustled my way to cancer, major hormonal imbalances resulting in a major surgery. In fact, 2 major surgeries, one to repair my hip and the other to remove my uterus. And as a doctor trained in conventional medicine, I value the life-saving treatments that I was taught in medicine. I'm grateful for the innovations in medicine, of the synergy of blending Western medicine with ancient traditions and a more holistic approach. I am grateful for the advancements in technology, including those in the aesthetics industry, like laser and radio frequency devices, because there is no denying that how we see ourselves impacts how we feel about ourselves. In fact, there was a recent article in the Journal of American Academy of Dermatology that reiterated the point that was made in previous studies in relationship to the psychological impact of acne and acne scarring, and that the clinical severity of the acne or the scarring is in essence irrelevant to the severity of the emotional toll it takes on the individual, right? So a dermatologist may look at a patient and diagnose based on qualitative metrics that this is just mild acne, but the lived experience of the person dealing with that acne, the impact on their well-being could be profound. significant and severe. And that's what this study found, is that even a slight improvement in the appearance of the condition has the potential to significantly impact someone's well-being in a positive way. So I am grateful. I'm grateful for prescription medications like Accutane, right? Which has been very controversial, but from my own experience and practice, despite the controversy about the drug, I have seen how transformative it can be on the mental health, especially of our young people. I sound like my grandfather. Of teenagers, especially. I remember I had one patient. He was about 15 years at the time, and he came in and he had really long hair covering his face. He did not make eye contact. He was struggling with really severe acne. And we agreed with his parents that a trial of Accutane was the best option because he had exhausted all other clinical options available at that time. And over the course of the 5 months that he was on that treatment, it was truly amazing to see every visit, his hair got a little shorter. He lifted his head just a little bit higher. Ultimately, we were able to make eye contact. He was smiling. He had completely become a different person because of how he felt in his skin, thanks to the benefits of using a medication. So I am grateful for the innovations in the skincare industry, the formulations, the delivery methods. And I'll name that in other episodes, you've heard me talk about the beauty industry and the weight loss industry in terms of some of the messaging and marketing and the negative impact I feel that it's had and the financial gain because of it. But it's important for me to make clear that I am not anti-products, nor am I anti-procedure. I'd be a total asshole and hypocrite if I said that, right? There are so many companies and products that I use, that I love, and that I recommend. I've had Botox, I've had filler in the past, and I may very well invest again in the future. And I think it's really important for me to be transparent about that. What I am against is using what we hear in the media and in advertising and from other people, including our families of origin, as the only voice we're listening to create our self-concept and our self-image, right? To use other people's stories about us as the default story that we tell ourselves about ourselves and navigate our decisions from that place, right? So listen, I'm no stranger to that, and it led me down a path of completely disconnecting from my inner knowing, disconnected me from my body, disconnected me from the courage to listen to and express my voice. And from the thousands of women that I've had the privilege of connecting with in my programs and practice, I know that there are so many of you out there that have done the same, which is why, despite my deep and sincere gratitude for everything that I was taught and continue to learn in traditional medicine, I've also spent the past 10 years studying what the medical school system didn't teach us about optimal health, right? Especially when it comes to the brain-body-beauty connection. Because to truly heal, we also need a prescription that's desperately missing from most skincare regimens and routines. It's a prescription for how to manage our minds and for how to bring our stress response back into balance when it's gone offline. It's why I've made my life's work teaching about mindset and mindfulness and meditation and embodiment and somatic practices, because upwards of 90% of all doctor's visits are for stress-related ailments. And skin issues are among the number one reason people go to the doctor. Right, so as stress and skin issues are intimately linked, it's undeniable. And I shared in a previous episode that the brain and skin, they're derived from the same embryologic tissue, right? So there is a bi-directional communication between the brain and the skin, as well as all of our hormones, the chemical signaling and the inflammatory mediators produced as a result of activation of that stress response. Chronic activation of that response leads to onset or worsening of skin issues, including premature aging, acne, eczema, psoriasis, and skin cancer, including melanoma. Like, there is data to support that. So learning the skills and tools and resources to manage our very busy minds and help restore the balance of our stress response cycle, to help restore homeostasis in our autonomic nervous system, right? Our automatic nervous system, that fight or flight response, and help ease us into more of that rest and relaxation state. It's a vital asset for every skincare regimen, because everything that you think, feel, and do impacts what shows up on your skin and how you show up in it. So learning how to manage your mind is skincare. I think that's one of the greatest skills that I'm most grateful for being a dermatologist, is without someone saying a word about how they're doing or what's going on with their skin, I can tell it's written all over their face or their body by what's showing up on their skin. So we can tell a lot, and it's learning how to tune into your body and attune your awareness to the messages that it's offering you in the form of signs and symptoms. That's part of your skincare routine, connecting to your body and returning to who you are and what you were put on this planet to do. That's skincare. So when we come home to our bodies, when we can connect to our bodies, when we can lean into appreciation for what our bodies allow us to do, what they allow us to feel and experience, rather than narrowing our focus to criticism and contempt of its appearance, and can be with what's here just as it is, without judgment, without wanting to be different, but from a place of acceptance and self-compassion, that is when we can feel most comfortable in our skin. Let me ask you, what messages might your skin and body have for you? Which leads me into your skinny dipping prescription for today. If you're struggling with a mental or physical health symptom, my invitation is to approach it as if it's here to help you. It's here to help, not harm you. You might not like those symptoms. Listen, a lot of them are inconvenient, painful, pain in the ass. But what if they were actually trying to protect you in some way, trying to help you in some way and help you meet an unmet need? If so, how might this skin condition or this illness or the symptom be trying to help you? This is one of the practices that I take my clients and students through, and it's one that I circle back to very often myself, especially when I'm grappling with symptoms or a challenge or some big obstacle. I just feel stuck. And I do this practice with an open heart, and I encourage you to approach it from the same, with an open heart, from a place of curiosity and self-compassion, to explore the answer, maybe in meditation or just automatic writing, just let it flow. You can even pretend, you know, to be your symptom or your illness, right? And just let it write to you, or just ask it what it's here to offer. If closing your eyes is available to you, or, you know, just casting a soft downward gaze and just allowing yourself just to explore that. Either way, if you're open to receiving the messages, honestly, like, you'll be blown away by what you discover. I literally am dumbfounded. Like, I'm blown away all the time. It's like, why is your gut still, you know, giving you trouble? Right? You're stuffing down your feelings. You're not willing to deal with it. At least that's my, that comes up for me. I don't know if it'll come up for other people, but I think it really is an opportunity to just reconnect, reestablish that relationship with yourself, and just to see what those signs, what those symptoms, what your body and skin is offering you. What messages might it be sharing with you to help you meet some unmet need? So with that, I want to say I just cannot wait for you to try this. And if you have any epiphanies, I would love to hear it. Please drop me a note. I would love to hear what you discover. And I cannot wait to dive into the next episode with you on the skinny dipping prescription. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Skinny Dipping Prescription podcast. If you're struggling with anxiety, stress, or feeling uncomfortable in your skin, head over to the show notes to grab the links to take our quiz to find out why that is and what you can do about it. That's yourskincarequiz.com. You can also connect with me at drkirabar.com or on Instagram, or get on our mailing list to find out about our upcoming workshops, events, and all the other goodness we share with our community. Getting on our list is the best way to find out all about it. You can grab those links in the show notes. I am so grateful that you're here, and I would be honored if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share the podcast on social media, or perhaps with a friend who needs the support, whatever feels good to you. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait to catch up with you on the next episode of the Skinny Dipping Prescription.